Marianne Apti.
My name is Saima Tasnem.
My name is Patricia Hill.
Hi, my name is Grace Ayumanet.
The four students emerged winners in a recent Science Olympiad hosted by Waterfront. They competed against students from other districts, including Amherst and Williamsville.
Why science and math? Why do you like it so much? And it's girl power here, too.
I've always been good at it. It's simple. Like, there's a process to it, and it doesn't really change. There's only one way to do it.
It's just that it's completely new information that we're learning, and we have to take it all in, and then you get to do something with that information that you just learned that you didn't know before.
What's your favorite part of it?
I like experimenting and finding out new ways to do stuff.
Is it something that comes easy for you?
You need to know, like, some of the steps, and it's not that hard.
Just see the level of talent out there, and they were so engaged in the individual projects they were doing.
Waterfront Principal David Hill is very proud of his STEM students.
The time they had to spend experimenting and learning how to talk about what they were doing and then building, it was just an amazing experience for them.
The students competed in several areas, including anatomy, green generation, and something called potions and poison.
For Science Olympiad, I didn't think I was going to win because I went to the school, but then I won second place and beat most of the schools in the suburban areas. And I was surprised, but I realized we learned the same thing. It just matters who works harder.
Because you're all ladies, do you feel a little bit competitive over the guys, kind of?
Yes.
There's only 7 guys in a 24-kid classroom, and it's all girls besides them, and we have higher grades.
Yep. Students lose interest in science and math in middle school. That's where we lose them, and women and minorities disproportionately lose interest there. So if we even spend time trying to fix the problem in high school, it's too late.
UP Professor Joseph Gardella. He's director of the Interdisciplinary Science and Engineering Partnership, working directly with Buffalo School students.
But you got to remember that in every one of these schools, there are kids, immigrants, refugees, minority students who are really spending extra time doing after-school programs. The Science Club at Bennett has 30 kids in it. You never hear about the Science Club at Bennett, but they're doing tremendous work.
For these Buffalo 8th graders, Marianne, Saima, Grace, and Patricia are already thinking about very ambitious careers in STEM.
What do you hope to do someday with this? Do you hope to have a career in the sciences, math, or something that's relatable?
I want to be in the medical field, you know, because anatomy is so interesting. You learn new stuff every day.
I want to go down the medical field, too. I don't know what it's called, but, like, you know how in the lab, like, you test out different medicines and you make new medicines? Yeah.
Experimenting
with medicines. Biochemical. Yeah.
I want to be a marine biologist.
I want to be a biochemical engineer.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.